This is Biorelativity for North America. The date today is September 13th. Shalom. Greetings, this is Juliana. We are the Octurians. We are gathered here today as planetary healers. We are gathered here today to use our thought power to communicate to the spirit of the earth. And we are here to make requests. These requests are related to the Earth feedback loop system. The Earth and the spirit of the Earth have great flexibility and can respond to our thoughts, our requests, and our heartfelt interactions. We are a special group of planetary healers who seek regularly to interact with the spirit of the Earth for the goal of bringing this planet back into balance. Imagine for a moment what it would be like to live on a planet Earth that was in balance. Imagine where there would be enough rain, where there would not be any natural disasters, where there would be no hurricanes, where there would be no pandemics, where there would be no volcanoes, where there would be stable electromagnetic energies around the planet. And most important, imagine a planet in which the inhabitants, like yourself, were devoted to protecting the resources on this planet and working to stop all mass extinctions and to preserve the fragile balance that enables this planet to survive with a biodiversity that is unparalleled throughout the galaxy. There are many other planets with life on them in the Milky Way galaxy, but very few, if any, have the biodiversity that this planet does. Even after all of the different catastrophes that the Earth has experienced in the past 50 to 100 years, I can tell you that this planet's biodiversity is admirable and quite remarkable. And it is our hope and our intention to work with you, the starseeds, to do whatever is possible through our thought powers to preserve this biodiversity and to maintain a healthy planetary balance that will ensure the continued health of all life on this planet. We know that the only solution to this biorelativity planetary crisis is the encouragement of the next level of human evolution that we, the Octurians, call Homo Omega. In fact, when you hear the rationale for Homo Omega, or anyone who hears the rationale for Homo Omega, they universally agree that this is the solution to this planetary crisis. that is the evolving and emerging of a higher consciousness, a higher spiritual light quotient. And to those who are not planetary healers, to those who think that what is now occurring is a natural process as opposed to a man-made process, let me tell you that the speed with which the biodiversity is degrading, the speed with which the changes are happening, are the result of actions from one species and only one species, and that is humans. Never before has one species had the power to control life for all of the biodiversities. And now here we are faced with one species dominating the entire planet. But the good news is that this one species, which may be or certainly is contributing to this unparalleled crisis, this one species can also change the crisis and work towards a new planet of balance, harmony, and continued protection of its biodiversity. So we will continue with you our work with North America as our focus. Take three deep breaths. And feel the power of your breath as you connect to your life force energies, to your emotional body, and to your spiritual body. And know that all three of these bodies are coming into a harmony for this exercise. Listen to this tone and become aware of your auric field and the three energy bodies with the physical body, all coming into a union and balance. Aura and its outer edge or line, and feel that line vibrating at a higher speed, and feel your entire energy field responding to this new rhythmic, resonant, spiritual vibration through the exercise known as shimmering. Shimmer. As your aura shimmers, the thought powers and psychic powers within you begin to increase to a much higher level. I, Giuliano, send down a corridor of light over each of your rooms and each of your bodies. Your spirit body rises up out of the physical body above your crown chakra and enters this corridor of light, which is connected to my starship Athena. Bilocate, thought project yourself with your higher psychic powers now through the corridor of light directly to my starship Athena. As you arrive at the entrance point of my starship Athena, I, Giuliano, with Tomar and Helioa and Lord Arcturus, greet you, embrace you, welcome you to our fifth dimensional starship Athena, and follow us as we go into the Gaia Planetary Healing Chamber. And as you enter the room and the chamber, you see in the center of this large room a holographic image of the Earth. And this holographic image is zoomed in on North America. And this holographic image is etherically and psychically interrelated and is able to communicate with the noosphere, that part of the planetary consciousness that is in charge of manifestations on the Earth. All manifestations must first be processed through the noosphere. And we, in our holographic healing chamber, in our holographic image of planet Earth, in our holographic image of North America, are directly linked to the Earth's noosphere. Sit down around the center, and we will begin by looking at North America and Canada, where we see many fires from Banff to Vancouver to Colonia and other places in this section of Canada. And it is our intention to call on Gaia to provide the necessary support through rain and weather of moisture to extinguish as quickly as possible all wildfires now. See on the map and see on the white screen in front of the holographic image the northwestern areas of Canada where the fires are occurring. Actually, the western areas. Wherever there is fires in the areas I mentioned, see a weather map where green rains are coming down on these areas, extinguishing all fires as soon as possible. Let us go into meditation and together use your arcane powers to project these images and affirmations and instructions. Let the rains come now to help extinguish all fires in this section of Canada. We will go into silence. And as you are using your arcane power to project, to visualize as strong as you can with your highest thought power these images, I, Giuliano, direct all of your thought powers and requests into the Earth's noosphere now. See now all of North America and see an aura around North America. And see what I call three circles of light over each country, over Mexico, over the United States, and over Canada. These are helping to strengthen the electromagnetic energy field of each country. It is also able to strengthen the spiritual light energy field in each country and hold a unity of light. Visualize the Ring of Ascension around the planet and visualize three mini Rings of Ascension, one around Canada, one around the United States, and one around Mexico. And these mini Rings of Ascension can strengthen and make the electromagnetic energy field more healthy of each country, can strengthen and hold all spiritual light, and also can help to attract fifth dimensional energy to each area. Visualize this now and think of a dome over each land, each country, and this Ring of Ascension around the dome, helping to strengthen and heal and bring into balance each country's energy field. Go into silence as we focus on that image. Very good. And while we have this dome and this golden mini Rings of Ascension around each country, let us have this affirmation that all waterways in each of these three countries in North America will be purified of all plastics, all contamination and pollution. Let all of the waterways, the drinking water, the rivers, the streams, the beaches on the Atlantic and Pacific coastlines, be cleansed now. Oh. And as we are focusing on this beautiful dome with the golden rings of many ascension halos, let the spiritual light quotient of each country be raised electromagnetically, spiritually, to the highest optimal vibration now. These powerful images and thoughts and affirmations are being directly linked into the Earth's noosphere, into Gaia, for manifestation in the world of manifesting light, the world of doing. Know that you are here to help manifest this higher world. Very good. Take three more breaths, feeling the power of our fifth dimensional Gaia planetary healing room. And all of the thoughts and works and power of your thought, energy, arcane powers have been received by Gaia and the noosphere and have been downloaded into the proper places to help manifest these higher vibrational energies that you and I have focused on. And it's time to leave. You get up, embrace each other and the guides that are here, and walk out of the room feeling refreshed and optimistic for your future and the future of the Earth. And you know that a new shift is coming, a spiritual awakening is coming to planet Earth. You walk down the hallway, come to the exit corridor from which you entered, and travel now at the speed of thought back into the Earth room you left. You arrive at a place 6 feet above your physical body. Your spirit body is greatly expanded, filled with Arcturian light, filled with the many halos of light that we have been working with, and which I may add will stay in place for the next 3 hours. So those of you who have the time and energy, feel free to return to my ship to participate in this healing light and powerful domes of light that we have set up. Re-enter now your physical body in perfect alignment. And as you breathe slowly and rhythmically, you're coming back into normal consciousness. Ground yourself into the earth. Ground yourself into where you are. And even though you have gone into higher states of consciousness and work, you are still here on the earth, grounded and more powerful than ever as a planetary healer. Open your eyes and return to the room, alert, refreshed, and energetic. I am Giuliano. Good day.